This is a moment to reflect on keeping the commandments as President Dallin H. Oaks explains how we are blessed when we follow Christ.
Following Christ is not a casual or occasional practice. It is a continuous commitment and way of life that should guide us at all times and in all places. His teachings and his example define the path for every disciple of Jesus Christ. And all are invited to this path, for he invites all to come unto him, black and white, bond and free, male and female, and all are alike unto God. The first step in following Christ is to obey what he defined as the great commandment in the law. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The commandments of God provide the guiding and steadying love force in our lives. Our experiences in mortality are like the little boy and his father flying a kite on a windy day. As the kite rose higher, the winds caused it to tug on the connecting string in the little boy's hand. Inexperienced with the force of mortal winds, he proposed to cut the string so the kite could rise higher. His wise father counseled no, explaining that the string is what holds the kite in place against mortal winds. If we lose our hold on the string, the kite will not rise higher. It will be carried about by these winds and inevitably crash to the earth. That essential string represents the covenants that connect us to God, our Heavenly Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ. As we honor those covenants by keeping their commandments and following their plan of redemption, their promised blessings enable us to soar to celestial heights.
That was an excerpt from President Dallin H. Oaks' talk, Following Christ. This is a moment to reflect.